Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to Mixtape Theology, where we look at the theology behind our favorite 90s contemporary Christian music and poke fun at 90s Christian culture. I'm your host for this one, Rachel Cash. So I got a question. Is there a song for you that once you hear it, you never forget it? For me, one of those is the 1999 song, If You Want Me To, by Jenny Owens. The lyrics offer up a prayer that gets at the very core of deep surrender and wholehearted trust. Here's what they say. So when the whole world turns against me and I'm all by myself and I can't hear you answer my cries for help, I'll remember the suffering that your love put you through, and I will walk through the darkness if you want me to. Whew. You know, sometimes our life seems scary because we don't know what's going to happen next, right? It's the unknown. But sometimes life is scary because we do know, and we know that what's coming next is going to hurt. So this episode, we're going to talk about those times when we know we're going to have to walk through something that hurts. And I want to start with this. So Jesus said, in John 14, verses 13 and 14, he says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. So one of the many blessings of being a believer in the body of Christ is that we get to witness when God answers specific prayers. And we know that God, that there's nothing too hard for God. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Yet, despite all of that, we can all, everybody, can think of times when we have prayed earnestly for something, but did not receive what we prayed for. Why is our child suffering in this way? Why did our loved one not receive healing? Why does evil and injustice continue to exist? Why do people get away with evil things? Jesus, what did you mean when you said that we could ask you for anything in your name and you would do it? And that's the question, right? And it hurts when God chooses not to answer our prayers in the way that we hope. As the lyrics say, I can't hear you answer my cries for help. That's what it feels like. But you know, Jesus knows what that feels like. In the hours before his arrest, Jesus sweated blood and poured everything he had into intense prayer to his Father. And at one point, he fell on his face and begged, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Jesus asked for God to find another way and to spare him from the pain he was about to endure. But God didn't answer that prayer. But he did answer what Jesus prayed next. Nevertheless, not as I will, but you will. Matthew 26, verse 39. In perfect love and submission to God, Jesus always kept pursuing the fulfillment of God's glory on earth as it is in heaven, even when everyone around him didn't quite understand the bigger picture. To pray in Jesus's name means to pray in agreement with what Jesus prayed. And Jesus always prayed for God's kingdom, His will and glory to be revealed on earth as it is in heaven. And you know what? God chose to respond in the way that would bring about His glory. God answers those prayers every time. So while we absolutely have power in Jesus' name, the power is to bring about God's glory. As we pray in Jesus' name, we reorient ourselves to align with Jesus' mission and desire to bring about His kingdom and glory on earth. And our prayers become a means of participation in this cosmic plan ushered in by Jesus' death and resurrection. Praying in Jesus' name is an act of surrender and confidence in Jesus' ultimate mission and kingship. If I'm praying in Jesus' name, I'm not praying in my own. As Jesus did, we are free to make our requests known to God. In fact, we should. Nevertheless, we pray for God's will to be done above all. For ourselves, prayer in Jesus' name will lead us towards loving obedience to our Father. As the song says, I'll remember the suffering that your love put you through, and I will walk through the darkness if you want me to. Whew, what a prayer. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Mixtape Theology. I hope that you will check out Jenny Owen's song, If You Want Me To, and as you listen, you will pray to bring about God's glory in your situation. The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.